WOC correspondent Dave Public traveled to the Capitol Roots just a few blocks south of the WOC studio in North Central Troy and collected dialogues between Capitol Region students and seasoned gardeners. In this dialogue, 9th grader Jarrell Summers and 12th grader Nate Flavin sat down with the George Woodward C. Irvin Hutchinson, or Hutch, and Margaret Diggs to discuss how they've learned to grow.
Hi, my name is Shakira.
Hi, Shakira.
Where do you live?
Well, I live in Albany. I'm a lifelong resident of the city of Albany. And that's also where my garden is. So my garden is just around the corner from my house. I can actually walk there.
How long have you been gardening?
You know, it's been a really long time, I have to say. It's been more than 30 years, probably more than half my lifetime. I haven't always gardened in the community garden, but I've been gardening in the community garden for a good 25 years or so.
How did you begin?
It's kind of a funny story because it's one of those sibling things. My younger sister was actually the gardener in the family. And so she used to bring these big, plump bags of fresh vegetables to my mother's house every Sunday when we get together for dinner. And I was like, where did you get those vegetables? And she's like, I grew them. I said, well, I think I want to do that too. So I followed in her footsteps. And one of the things, she doesn't garden any longer because about 10 years ago, my sister became disabled. So I continued gardening even without her, just to kind of keep our tradition going. And so I do it by myself, but she's still a partner because she helps me buy the plants, pick out the seeds, draw the plot, and remind me that it's going to rain. So we have a partnership.
How old were you when you started gardening?
I was probably about 30 or so, right in, I think, the prime of my life, trying to stay good and healthy. How about you? Do you garden?
Yes, at Capitol Roots.
Okay, and when did you start gardening?
This semester.
Okay. What was your experience like?
It was fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I like digging out carrots.
Okay. All right, not everybody can grow good carrots.
What are some of your favorite things to grow?
Really, I enjoy seeing it all just kind of spring out of the ground. I think that's probably, for me, the most fascinating part of it all. It's like this little teeny tiny seed grows this big juicy vegetable. But my favorite thing is tomatoes. I think a lot of people like to grow tomatoes because there's just so many varieties. You know, you can tomatoes for salad, tomatoes for sandwiches, tomatoes for salsa, tomatoes for sauce. Tomatoes just because they're absolutely beautiful. Just tomatoes everywhere. There's all kinds of tomatoes. So tomatoes is my favorite thing. I probably need to cut back a little bit on the tomatoes and save a little space for something else. But tomatoes. Do you garden?
I do. Capitol Roots.
Okay. And back at you. What's your favorite thing to grow?
My favorite thing to grow is kale.
Oh, kale. Good one. Love it.
How would you describe the imprints of community gardening for the future?
Well, I wish I had a crystal ball, really. I wish I could see the future, but I think I know where we're headed. And if we really do not protect the land and take care of the green space and grow some vegetables and grow our own and grow enough to share, we're going to be in trouble. So I think we need to do everything we can to keep the green spaces green. In other words, garden as much as we can, grow flowers wherever we can. But I really think that there's a real critical place. Now you got me really serious now. This is a very serious question. But I think that we all need to do whatever we can to keep our communities green and clean. It's real important, real, real important. And we can't wait. We should have started a long time ago.
So can you guys introduce yourselves for us, please?
Yes. Yes, we can.
Okay.
You want us to?
Yes.
Well, okay. I'm Irvin Hutchinson. Hutch, you can call me.
My name is George Woodard.
And hi, I'm Margaret Diggs.
All right, where do you guys live? Where do you guys live? Where in the capital region do you guys live?
I live in Albany, not far from St. Peter's Hospital.
And I live in Albany, not far from College of St. Rose.
And I too live in Albany, right around the corner from my community garden on 3rd Street.
So next question is, where do you guys garden? The community garden? You guys all participate at Margaret's community garden?
No, I'm out in North Albany, and I'm also in Tivoli.
Who? Where's Tivoli?
In Albany.
So how long have you guys been gardening for?
Go ahead.
Well, I've been gardening for a little over 30 years.
And I would have to say I'm right along with Margaret.
I think I'm up in the 50s.
You got a lot of gardening experience here.
What is one thing you like to do when you was a kid?
Me, or anybody.
Well, you. All of y'all.
But basically, when I was a kid, I worked most of the time with my father. And if I wasn't working with him, I was out hunting with him. And if I wasn't hunting with him, we were somewhere walking around behind him in a garden.
What type of work did y'all used to do?
My father used to work nights at a plant over in Rensselaer, and in the daytime, he used to wash cars.
Hmm. Hutch?
Very similar. I enjoyed time with my father. I also worked with him. I was his apprentice, a sheet metal worker, and he was my master craftsman that taught me. I forget, what was the rest of your question?
Like, what did you used to do, like, when you was younger, like, the one thing you used to like doing?
I used to like playing cowboys and Indians, swimming in the sea. I used to like building model airplanes, and I had a Meccano set that I used to, that's like an engineering kit. I didn't like going to school, but I had to. I like Christmas dinner and all sorts of other things. What do you like?
I like doing origami, using my phone, doing math, playing with my friends. Like, I like going to my friend's house.
Did you say doing math?
Yeah.
That's unusual. I like doing math too. It's interesting.
Yeah.
With math, everything just goes together. There's rules.
Sometimes.
And they stick to them. And if you get all the rules right, the answer comes there. It's good.
I like playing basketball with my friends, the Xbox, and just hanging out. And that's it.
So back to what Hutch said, do you still make those model airplanes?
Yep. I graduated. I used to make ones that you just, chuck gliders they call them. You just throw them. Now I have engines and radio control. And model ships. I'm at the process of building a steam engine. And when I have that steam engine built, I'm going to put it in a tug and have a radio-controlled tug.
I'm better than you.
Of course you are. You're younger. But I'm better than you. I have more experience.
Yeah. Okay. What about you, Margaret? What did you like to do as a kid?
My family really liked the outdoors. I think my mom and dad both really liked being outside. So as kids, we were always going for a hike or going fishing or going for a ride to find someplace dark so you could see the stars better at night or something like that. Mm-hmm. We liked to be together as a family, and we like to laugh. Definitely like to have a good time together.
Everybody deserves a good laugh once in a while.
I think laughter goes a long way.
Oh, yes, it does. So, where did you guys go to school? If you went to school, did you guys go to school at all? Like, what type of education do you guys have? Masters, bachelors?
Wow, well.
Basically, all I have is high school.
That's not bad.
high school and a couple of classes over to Hudson Valley.
Oh, what you do at Hudson Valley?
Machinist.
Machinist?
Yeah.
Hmm. I'm going to Hudson Valley too. I'm good going school. For computer manufacturing and hopefully next year forensic science.
Good.
Well, I went to school outside the city of Albany. I went to school in Boston after high school and taught school in Boston and came back to the Albany area after a while. I know we've talked a little bit about, you know, traveling around the world and being able to meet people and see other cultures and actually and learn how to grow other kinds of vegetables other kinds of ways. So, you know, those are the things that, for me, as part of my education, is learning from other people. It doesn't necessarily have to be something formal. There's so many different ways to learn things.
I had what's called in Ireland a primary education. That's mean I left school at 14 to start work as an apprentice sheet metal worker with my father. And I did night school for sheet metal work. And when I'd completed my apprenticeship and passed my exams, later on I studied management again at night. And I'm still learning. It never stops.
Mm-hmm. Never stop learning.
Nope.
Learn something new every day. So what do you like to do in your free time? Like when you have like extra time, what do you like to do?
I'd like some extra time,
please. I'm the same way. I retired. I've been out now about 14 years. And I'm working harder out here than I did on the job.
mm-hmm.
Never a dull moment.
No. Mm-hmm.
What did you retire as?
I worked for the New York State. I had 10 years in with International Harvester, and then I left them and went to work for the state.
What did you do for the state?
We worked in maintenance. You know anything about Albany?
Very little.
All right, then we won't even. Maintenance is in high pressure steam, electrical, and all kind of stuff like that.
Margaret?
Spare time? Who has some? I stay busy.
Mm-hmm.
I stay busy. I'm pretty physically pretty active, and I love to read. That's really how I spend time with myself, is reading. I like to, I tinker. I have lots of little tools and things at home. A lot of my friends tease me because I'm always collecting tools. Like if you go to a garage sale or a flea market or something, and I buy a lot of tools because I say, you never know when you might need that. So in between, I'm always fixing stuff. It's the best way I can say it.
I'm always fixing stuff too.
And you're fixing stuff too?
Yeah, because my wife breaks them.
So, Margaret, back to you. What's your favorite author? Who's your favorite author?
Oh, one of my favorite authors. Well, it really depends on what I like to read. Sometimes I like to read. I've read probably everything by Toni Morrison, everything by Maya Angelou. I read a lot of black female authors in particular. I like that genre.
Mm-hmm.
But I also like true crime, and I like James Patterson, and I like the New York Times, and I read all kinds of stuff.
Right.
All kinds of things.
Anything in particular? Oh, sorry, Gerald. What were you going to say?
I was going to say particular.
Oh, yeah, in particular. Like, you basically just said it.
Yeah, I just really like to read. I'm not a big poetry person.
Mm-hmm.
You can read me poetry, but I'm not interested in reading it.
I like reading science fiction.
Mm.
That's good.
And historical fiction. And political science, economics.
When y'all was younger, what was your favorite subject in school?
In school? Well, I tell you what my most unfavorite subject was, Irish, the Irish language. I liked history and geography, and because I liked them, I was good at it. I liked maths, but I only got junior grade math. You know, I didn't. It wasn't until I did night school as a management trainee that I got to do the deeper kind of math. I found that interesting.
Margaret?
I'm the complete opposite of Hutch. I'm not a very good with math. I was really the subject that kept me off the honor roll all the time, especially geometry and trigonometry and all that. But I really like languages. I speak French. Speak a little bit of Spanish. I can write French and Spanish quite well. So I like the languages. That was always, for me, the most interesting subject. I got good marks in those subjects.
What's one thing you like saying in French?
Just basically, hello, because I think saying hello to somebody gets a conversation going. Mm-hmm. So, bonjour, ça va.
George.
Oh, I thought you was going to bypass me. Look, I'll be honest with you.
You in high school?
My family was just glad to see me graduate. All righty, I'll leave it with that.
So no subject?
Basically, I was average, you know, and I might have could have did better, but I just wanted to get through and get out, and that's what I did.
All right. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for coming.
You're welcome.
Thank you for having us.
You're welcome.
Very interesting two guys there, I'll tell you. Very, very interesting.
Thank you.